This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we saw in Romans 15 how Paul maintained perspective in his life and ministry. Today, let's see how he maintained discipline to do what God wanted him to do. First, he established a purpose statement, to take the gospel where Christ was not known. Building on this purpose statement, Paul shared some goals. His top goal was to preach where Christ was not known. Reminding himself of this goal helped him maintain discipline in fulfilling his calling. He also helped new Christians grow so they could advance God's kingdom. That's why he wrote the book of Romans. Paul also was committed to see the body of Christ function as it should, Christians working in harmony and mutual support. With his purpose and these goals in mind, he established some measurable objectives. Write a letter to equip believers to do the work of ministry. Saturate an area with the gospel before reaching new areas. When done, he set his sights on Spain. Reach Spain by planting a church there. Deliver an offering to Jerusalem. Be delivered from danger in Judea. Visit the church in Rome and get assistance from them to go to Spain. As each objective was reached, Paul could check it off his list. When his objectives were completed, he would see his goals and purpose fulfilled. Working this process enabled him to maintain discipline. It could help you too. Do you have a clear purpose for your life? Are you committed to fulfilling it? If not, you can review this message and be encouraged to do so. Contact information is available on my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.